the response. The message and appeal sparked an immediate response, first from the pioneer workers and then others. Elder George I. Butler summed it up well. I felt greatly blessed and edified with this last communication we have received from God's servant. It should encourage us all. It has the old-fashioned ring in it that is in all her earlier writings. Some thought that as she grew old her writings would be less powerful, but it seems to me that her later writings are the best. God is with that dear woman. I feel thankful for this communication. I believe it ought to encourage us all in the work of God, and especially is it encouraging to some of us who are growing old. May the Lord bless us all and save us in His kingdom. The conference in session took action that the President and Secretary of the General Conference be asked, in behalf of this body, to convey to Sister White an expression of appreciation of the counsels given in this message, and of assurance of our Christian love and regard. In a letter to his mother on June 7, W.C. White assured her that her messages were read and well received by the delegates at the conference. Eagerly the folk at Elmshaven awaited the arrival of the General Conference bulletins which traced in detail the conference proceedings.